Worship the name of the Lord this morning. Eyes closed, hands lifted. Come on. Set your gaze on God today. Come on, I've come for you, O God. The Bible says, unto him shall the garden of your people be. Lord, we are glad unto you, O God. Touch our lives today, God. Change our hearts today, Lord. Oh, saturate my heart. Come on, will you go? Let's sing that song again today. Hola basala mahade, saturate our hearts, Lord.
Saturate my heart.
Come on.
And cause an overflow.
Under the rain and all that, it's just good you're here today. It's just so funny, and you're unstoppable. Come on, that's good.
good to see you. And we're happy you joined us online. Those of you who joined us online, we love you. We're excited you're with us today. And we know, and that the same power and the same presence here right now is right where you are, wherever you're joining us from right now. Hallelujah. So just receive your healing, breakthrough, receive your change and transformation too. Hallelujah. I told you last week, it's just beautiful and it's powerful. You sit under the Word. The Word of God is changing you, transforming you, healing you. As you sit under the Word, just as you sit under the Word. Nothing extra, no more. Just sit under the Word. And as you continue to receive God's Word, things are happening in your life. You know how we looked at Acts 20:32 last week? Come on, are you here? And where he says, I commend you to God and to the one of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance. You have victory just by the word of God. You see, remember I told you, the children of Israel, all they had was the word of God. They went to possess the promised land, and all they had with them, apart from the normal weapons they had with them, was the fact that God said, that land is yours. The word of God. You don't need anything extra. You have victory because you have the word of God. Hallelujah. In the scripture I love so much, in Psalm 119, would you turn there? Look at it. I want you to look at it. God wants to give you his word, transform you by his word. Because his word is key for your life. It's all you require. In I'm bringing an understanding to us. Last week we started talking about how to choose the right fight. He said, choose the right fight. The fight of faith. The good fight of faith. But go to Psalm 119. 119. The Bible says in Psalm 119, verse number 144. Psalm 119, verse number 144. 144. Look at it there. He says that the righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding and I shall live. So you need to understand the word of God. When you get understanding, you're living in a different plane entirely. Come on, are you here? You see, the understanding of God puts you up in a different plane. You are living somewhere else. And people think maybe you cheat somehow. There's some kind of, you play some games and there's a trick somewhere. But there's no trick. I just want to encourage you, you know, sit under the word of God, receive God's word. He says, give me understanding and I shall live. Can you imagine? So the guy who is living by understanding. I understand. Oh! When you say, but I understand this stuff now. It says, give me understanding and I shall live. It's powerful. So we just need to get understanding of the word. And that's what, you know, we try to do on Sundays, Wednesdays, we are teaching God's word, by giving you understanding of the word, and by understanding, receiving this light, I mean, you are living, you just change your state of life. Hallelujah. Alright, I have to go. We're talking about choosing the right fight. Choose the right fight. I said, choose the right fight. I said, the devil not only destroys and deceives, but he converts and what? Distracts. You see, it's important. You understand this. Give me understanding and I shall live. I want you to understand. When you understand this, you live in a different plane. You understand what the devil is doing. Because the devil diverts and distracts also. You know, they say the devil destroys. We know, the Bible says that clearly. But by understanding, we see. So diverts, distracts. And if he can divert your attention, distract you from the right place, he can wreak havoc in your life. And you will know. Remember the example we gave last week. I told you about somebody, you know, maybe you drop your phone, you're a friend, and you're doing all that stuff, you drop it in the wrong place. And then this friend of yours picks up the phone, puts the phone in his pocket, and then he goes, and he says, oh, we're going to go. He says, hey, where's your phone? Let me check. So he says, my phone. hey, where's my phone? And you're looking for the phone everywhere. And your blood pressure has gone up a little just now. You are sweating now. You've gone under the chair. But you say, what did I drop this phone? I can't remember. And they say, hey, let's look for it. He's joining you to look for the phone, remember? But the phone is right there. You see? That's what the devil does. Many times. He tells you, what are you doing? And then you're doing something. You're fighting your battles in the wrong direction. You are choosing the wrong fight. There's a fight for our destinies. There's a fight for our lives. But what fight should I choose? Should I go fighting this man? Should I go fighting this woman? Should I go walking in bitterness, hatred, anger? Or should I just keep walking harder and harder? You have to choose your fight. And if you are fighting in the wrong direction, no matter how hard you fight, you're not going to achieve anything in life. Come on. If you are looking for the phone in the wrong direction, no matter how hard you look for it, no matter the life that it gives to you, come on, you say, let me bring all my touch life for you. You won't find it if it's in the wrong direction. So if you are fighting the wrong enemy, you'll never get victory. Come on. If you are fighting the wrong enemy, you can never get victory in your life. And a lot of people are fighting the wrong enemy. They are fighting in the wrong direction. They are expending their life and their energy in the wrong direction. And as far as you're doing that, you can never get victory. Because you can look for the phone for 4 hours. And the phone is right there. But you don't know. So the Lord sent me to give you revelation today. Help you see. So you don't expend another year fighting in the wrong direction. Seeking your destiny. You know, when you're in pursuit of destiny and relevance in your life, you're not wrong. That's good. That's what God wants for you. He wants you to be relevant in life. He wants you to pursue your destiny. He gave you a destiny. When you feel greatness calling you, something great on calling you, you know, there's greatness. You see greatness afar off and you say, He's calling me. That's God. There's nothing wrong there. Then you now begin to pursue. And then there are obstacles and there are challenges. And then you say you are fighting. I'm struggling. I'm trying to get there. But your struggles are in the wrong direction. Your fight is in the wrong direction. You never win like that. Now you still here? So we began last week and we said, come on, those that say there's no fight, they're already wrong. Two scriptures. The apostle Paul says, for we wrest not against flesh and blood. So Paul says, we're wrestling now. So you can't say there's no wrestling. So pastor, let me tell you, anything that God has said will just happen. Uh-huh. But we wrestle not against flesh and blood. He goes again later on to say, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Paul says we are in a warfare. You say, no, we'll just be going small, small. With time, time will reveal everything. Time will bring it. Come on, how many of you have seen time bring cassava and gari to your house? Come on, how many of you have seen time bring money to your house? Time will bring anything. So let's just be going past all this. When you say fight. No, just, I don't, you know, it's nothing like that. You just be calm. Just be a good person. Just be trying, be going, coming. No, it's not going to work. It's not just going to be by time. No, we are in a fight. We're in a fight for our destinies. You and I already know that. Because you go Monday, and you're going to go out tomorrow, and you're going to fight for your destiny. You're going to struggle. You're going to push something here. You're going to try. You're going to think about how to make things better, bigger, greater. How you want to get some more stuff here and all that kind of. Come on. So you're in a fight for your destiny. But if you are fighting in the wrong direction, you'll be wasting your time. Are you still here? You can put up all the makeup you like. I just said to offend some people. You say, why do you have to say that? But that's the truth. Put up all the makeup you like. Spend all your money on expensive clothes. Don't mean stuff. You have to fight in the right direction. You see? Because the Bible says it's simple. It says the race. You see now? You say, Pastor, I'm going to work hard. You say, Pastor, like I'm very intelligent. Come on, people. I mean, people got A1 straight in your egg. Did you get A1 straight? How intelligent are you? Come on. I'm going to work hard. Some people already have a head start because their parents already have stuff. How hard can you work? The race is not to the swift. Neither is the battle to the strong. You see? So, if you are fighting and you say, Pastor, wait for it. I'm working hard. Once I'm doing strategy and all that kind of stuff. Once I'm doing all that kind of stuff, things will land. My brother, things will land just by working hard. You see? So, he works hard, but doesn't go anywhere. That's his fight. His fight is to work hard. Say, Pastor, I'm just going to discipline myself. I'm going to work hard. Don't worry. You know, so the church things, the God things, the other stuff, he says, take one side. Work hard. Fight. So you're fighting. You're working hard. You wake up, you are doing your projects, and you are writing all that stuff, and you are making sure you submit them. You say, they'll just promote me. But they don't promote you. They come on. All manner of stories. They promote you and don't give you the benefit following the promotion. I've seen that one too. And you work hard. And they like you. So, we looked at that scripture last week. I just want to go. I think we ended somewhere around there. Can I go forward today? So, can we look at it, just see it again? In Ecclesiastes chapter number 11. Chapter number 9. Ecclesiastes chapter number 9. Ecclesiastes chapter number 9. Okay, it's chapter number 9, verse number 11. Ecclesiastes chapter number 9, verse number 11. I returned and I saw under the sun. So I looked everywhere. You know, I told you last week, when I said I returned, this guy could look everywhere. Private jets and all manner of stuff. He went everywhere. He saw everything. He said, I returned. And I saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise. I thought if the guy is wise, he will get bread. The sharpest guy gets the bread. Come on. The handsomest guy gets the babe. But how come the battle is not to the strong? You know, that's funny. I've seen it. The battle is not to the strong. Say, but if I could just be strong, you know, I get myself some strong cult bodies. I get myself some more money to fortify my strength. So I'm strong in money. He said, but the battle is not to the strong. Oh. You get it? I returned and I saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to the man of understanding, nor yet favor to the man of skill. You see what I said just now? People, somebody does his work well, he has the skill, he's promoted, but not paid. I've seen several. The guy leaves the position. He has these remunerations. They say you are the best man for the job. Put you on the place. And they don't give you all that. Can you understand that? He says, see. But it's not to the man of skill. Are you here? I mean, this is clear. Look at it. Not yet favor to the man of skill, but time and chance happened to them all. And I told you so, we went quickly to Romans chapter 9 and solved this time and chance. Because he says, I don't know. I just know that you can work hard, do all that stuff, fight in the right direction, be good at your stuff, and yet not go anywhere. He says, time and chance. It's just four boots. I don't know. They have to choose them. You know, He said it's time and chance. That's what he could see. But we looked at Romans. Romans, God gave it to us. Quickly. Romans chapter number 9. Now, look at it. I'm going to go somewhere after that and show you what I'm teaching you. In Romans chapter number 9. Romans chapter number 9. In verse number 16. Romans chapter 9, verse number 16. So then, it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. He can pursue it, he can run so fast, but it doesn't fall to him, it is God, that is God's mercy. So that time and chance we saw is God's mercy. So, what should I be pursuing in my life? Or what should my struggle be? Should my struggle be to be good? Just to be good at what I do? Ensure I have the skill? Or should my struggle be to meet the God that shows the mercy? that gives the mercy. You see, look at now. You see that mercy is the central figure. So that man says, time and chance happens to the man. That you can have all this stuff, you can do it, you can fight in all that direction and be wrong and not get it. Paul tells us here now, he says, it's God's mercy. Then I want to show you Hebrews chapter number 4. Look at Hebrews chapter number 4. Hebrews chapter number 4. What should my fight look like? Should I be fighting? What fight should I choose, rather? Should I be fighting to be this or to be that or to have this or to have that? If I can only have this, my life will change. Look at what the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4. Let us therefore, because when you just read Romans chapter 9 just now, when you read Romans chapter 9, you say, it is God that showed mercy. Well, okay, you know, please stay with me. Stay with me. I'm teaching now. Hear me. You know, and do that, you could make it look like God is somewhat partial, or we show to this guy, we show to that guy, we'll give to this guy, we'll give to this girl, you know. Well, it is God that the Bible says show it. So he just, you show me mercy. What do I do? You know. So there's nothing I can do. But Hebrews chapter 4 tells you that the mercy is in your hands. Let us therefore be unto the throne of grace, that we may do what? Verse number 16, Hebrews chapter 4 and verse number 16. Sorry if I haven't given you the verse. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So we can come and obtain mercy. Thank you. Lovely. She's the only one in church now. It's not that she had mercy. So I can come now and obtain as much mercy as I want. So my fight, and when Paul fight the good fight of faith. Sorry, we haven't read that scripture. I'm just trying to finish up this stuff now. But maybe I can't finish today anymore. So my fight is not to work hard. My fight is not to be the coolest dude. I don't care. Guess what my fight is? My fight is to be in his presence. Let us come therefore boldly to the throne of grace, so that we may obtain that mercy thing he said just now. We'll obtain it. You get it? Somebody can be somewhat funny looking, not so smart, not so bright, not so fast, not so sharp. Bam! Come on. Bam! He's there. And you're like, I'm better than that guy. He did this stuff. Yeah, you're better. We know. We know. Everybody can see it. But he gets stuff. And you're wondering, he has gone to obtain mercy. Come on. He obtained mercy. He said, they started before me, but now I'm ahead of them. The guy obtained mercy. Go check that guy. He fought in the right direction. I said he fought in the right direction. He chose the right fight. The fight is to go to his presence. The fight is to go be with him. You see, the devil is like, this is distract, divert. Like, you go, he says, you need to work harder. So, in harder, and you're not fighting in the right place. You know, many of us will fight for, you know, skill. We want to, if I ask you, learn, where would you want to train? A skill. And this guy, far this way, is the best, let's say, tailor. So this guy is the best tailor. And he's far this way. And this guy is not so good. Where would you choose to learn? Where would you go? You choose that one. You will fight. You will do everything. I mean, come rain under the sun, you are there. You're running. You want to do. You will sign anything he says to sign. How many do you say, bring 10 crates of drink? This guy said, bring 2 crates. He said, I'd rather go bring 10 crates. I want the best stuff. You fight. But when we say, Church. Okay, let me not say church. Don't bother, because you get angry when we just mention church. Just a church. Okay, just kneel down and pray. Oh my God. I mean, it seems easier to go to Egypt than to go down on your knees. Come on. Come on, I prepared that one. That one, it didn't land just now. It seems easier to go all the way to Egypt than to just go on your knees. We will fight if we hinder you from going to Egypt. Oh boy, that fellow is in trouble. I'm going to get there. I mean, let it rain cat and dog like this. You go. If we say, you say right now that it's happening there. Record peace on point and you're going there. I will fight. If you start to stop me, you are my enemy. You see, the enemy, the real enemy, is not that guy there. The real enemy is cloaked in the guy stopping you from meeting your God. Come on. So, he makes you think you are actually fighting. So, many believers, many people today, I mean people, including believers, they think they are fighting for their lives. Every day they say, Pastor, you don't understand my story. Pastor, I'm working hard. You don't know. Forget that side. I'm just, if I can, they keep doing more. You did it last year. Come on, be smart. You can't do it again. You can't say, I'm going to work harder. I'm going to connect. If I can just connect. You can't connect anything. Whereas he's to. The real fight you should choose to fight is the fight to get up in the morning and to say, Father, I love you. Help me today. Bless me today. Keep me today. Just spend 5 minutes. 5 minutes with him. The real fight is to just, come on, now. Just take your phone. Put it off. Put it off. I said put it off. You know that action movie, season 3. And that fight, the fight to press. That's one finger fight. That's a one finger fight. Maybe I would have tried to finger fight. But that's not what I'm talking about. But this is just one of them. Just. And give my time to God. You can do 2 hours on Facebook. Come on. Just to give 10 minutes to the study of the word, to read the Bible. Read. I don't even like to use the word study. I've only studied the word study. Makes it look so complicated. Just read the Bible. Don't try to study like a textbook. Just read it. Read. You find that you don't even have time to read. You see, come on, stay. You find that you don't even have time. How many of you? Really? No. Man, I'm the man in the mirror here. You don't have time. You find that you don't have time to pray. How many of you find that you can do many things, but you don't have time to pray? 24 hours can pass, and you can do many things, but you can't have 30 minutes all together. I mean, all together, my God. Where do you think your fight is at? And I'm asking the guy. Where do you think your fight is at? Sincerely. Your meditation never reaches God. Your meditation can reach everything. You never meditate 2 scriptures. You see why I said I'm not going to just say church now, because church is a big deal. It's a very big deal. But when we say church, you just get alone. But I'm telling you, about you are in your house. You don't give God a whole day or 24 hours. God don't have 10 minutes inside. 10 focused minutes. I mean 10 minutes. You just open 10 minutes. I'm talking to real people now. But you are really fighting for your life. If I say, are you fighting? You say, Pastor, I'm doing my best. The devil is distracting you. He's diverting your attention. I came to tell you to choose the right fight. It's sometimes, we are even not just talking about, we're not talking about hard work of movies or films or Facebook or whatnot. But we're talking about bitterness, anger, hatred. There's this fellow that has offended me, that made me, you know, put me where I am today, because if he had allowed the thing work together, maybe if he didn't sack me,
I would have been in that position and had that stuff. And so I'm angry. I'm bitter against him. And I'm ensuring I fight so hard to keep the bitterness alive. Come on, I'm preaching to you. You work so hard because normally after some 2-3 months the bitterness you go, it should just feel normal. But you work hard, you fight to ensure that bitterness stays there. And you are angry and you are bitter and you fight to keep, and that your fight is coming from anger, bitterness, and you are fighting, you are angry. And then maybe towards a man. Maybe you are fighting a man. Maybe you think your battle is against a man, a person. And then some fellows, some nice fellows have told you that it is your uncle or your auntie. Come on. If you've been here 3 months, 4 months, you know I tell you that's stupid, that's dumb. Auntie, your uncle, that's crap. That's crap. Nonsense crap. Stay with me. You see, I believe in the fact that the devil can fight you, can use people, aunties, uncles, siblings, brother, sister, whatever. I agree. So, I know. Let me say I know. And I agree with that thought. Just to clarify for those of you who have not heard enough of that point. But the real person behind them is the devil. Jesus said, "Get behind me, Satan," when Peter spoke to him. Why can't we have some sense? Instead of you to be angry with the uncle and hate him and all that stuff, why not be angry with the devil? Are you here? And instead of fighting the uncle, fight to be in his presence. I could fight that uncle. I could fight that auntie. But I'd rather fight to be in the presence of God. I'd rather fight to meet him. Because, common sense, once I meet him, when I am with him, once I take his presence with me, that uncle, that auntie, those people together, all their plans, all their weapons, everything together will fail. Come on. You see that now? So, choose the right fight. I know that they are there. I can't say that enough. I know. Because sometimes you feel like there are enemies against me. I agree. Because everybody preaches it. Even the big guys talk about it. And so you listen to them and say, "Who is this guy telling me? Who are you?" I'm telling you the truth. They're telling you nonsense stuff. They're preaching nonsense stuff. Yeah. Okay. If they are there, they are real. And people are against you. These men are against you. 3 people in your village against you. What can you do to them? You take police and arrest them. Let's say you can do it. You take police and arrest this man, and you tell the police, "They are the ones stopping my progress." Police arrest them. Come on. And nothing is changed. Nothing is changed. Okay. Let's say you actually now here tomorrow morning, and then you are so happy. Auntie, so, died. You say, "Yeah!" You're happy. You see, if you are laughing and you're thinking with me in this message, you see that's the wrong victory. You didn't get any victory. Come on. Are you sure? There's no real victory there. Because the devil just picks up somebody else to use. Come on. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. It's not against flesh and blood. Even if Antigenet dies, it doesn't mean you make it in life. I said, even if Auntie Jenny dies, tell me you make it in life. So because, you know, can I just say something some way? Remember when one guy like that died? The streets of Nigeria filled with rejoicing. He died. I remember the guy. You know the guy. His name starts with A. I'm not looking for trouble. Come on. Abacha died. And you were rejoicing. I mean, maybe some of you would have been young, maybe children then. Then the whole place, no work, nothing. The people were giving out things for free. Take that. Just rejoicing. I remember clearly, our streets, when I came out of the house, streets were full. You couldn't, it's like a party. You couldn't walk straight. Everywhere. Guy, nothing has changed. Right now, well, what's up? We wrestle not against flesh and blood. We don't achieve, you can't amount to stop because Auntie Janet has died. You amount to stop because you meet Jesus. The death of Jesus Christ is everything. Are you still here? You have to choose the right fight. Choose the right fight. So this is how I'm going to fight. I'm going to struggle to be in His presence. I'm going to struggle to maintain my confession. Come on. I told you last week you could have the confession written, pasted on the wall, and never say it one day. Maybe say it once, forget the next 5 days, say it again the next day. A week, you only say it maybe twice. Sometimes once, sometimes 2 weeks can pass. You've never even spoken your confessions. Come on. But you've done many things so that you will make it. The confessions is the key to making it. So, this is the battle. Come on, come on. This is the battle. I want to maintain my confessions. I want to fight to declare them every day. I said every day. You see? Forget Auntie Janet. Forget those guys. Do this. I want to maintain my confessions. I want to struggle, fight to control my tongue. So I don't go discussing with my friends and start to say negative things about my life after confessing in the morning. Maybe you even succeed. You succeed at confessing in the morning, and then you go talking with Nkechi, and then you start saying all manner of nonsense concerning your life. We don't even know whether we'll make ourselves. Why? As today, you'll be everywhere, your cast. Now, so this moment, your cast. But you go to your house this morning confessing something else. Come on. So my struggle, my fight is where? My fight is to keep my tongue in check. That's a good fight. I said that's a good fight. My fight is to remember to speak my confessions every morning. My fight is to block out everything stopping me from spending time in the world. That's a good fight. My fight is to stop everything, anything that hinders me from coming to His presence. My fight is to get umbrella and run into the, come to church. Come on, that's part of the fight. Someone says, okay, I don't have umbrella. Thank you, Jesus. My fight is to come with change of clothes. Rain soak me, I change the clothes, wear those ones, and then I go back again, soak, and all that. That's my fight. That's a good fight. You see? And then the man that fights like that will win his battles. He gets hope in the presence of God. He gets strength in the presence of God. He's renewed in the presence of God. You see? Renewed. So they fought the fight. If I can fight, so my God will like me. No matter how much you fight, He doesn't seem to like you. Come on. Somebody else comes who has fought in the presence of God, who has fought for God, thought to be in the presence of God, who spends time in the Word of God, spends time in the things of God. Don't even do as much as you do, but God likes him. Think about it. Come on. Have you heard someone says you fight fire with fire? Come on, have you heard fight fire with fire? If you've gone home, say amen. Okay, you're still here. Have you heard fight fire with fire? It's a real question. I'm asking you now. You've heard it, Abby? But it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Because if there's fire someplace, and you bring more fire, it turns to a conflagration. I practiced that one too. I said, Lord, don't let me twist my tongue. I don't even know if I still got it right. Come on. Fight fire. You fight fire with water. That's the only logical thing to do. If you see fire somewhere, you take water. If you see battles in the flesh, you go in the spirit. You don't fight flesh with flesh. All the problems we have in the flesh, we shouldn't fight it flesh to flesh. You don't walk. You go in the spirit. The Bible says some trust in chariots, some in horses. We don't say, okay, we're going to buy the biggest chariots. We're going to buy more horses. You can buy more chariots, buy the biggest chariot, buy bigger horses, and you still not walk. He says, come on, what are we going to do? Remember the name of the Lord our God. So, I'm not going to see people buying chariots and horses. I'm going to say, oh, me, I've failed in life because I don't have chariots and horses. I'm going to make sure I work hard so that I can go abroad and get my master's. The lady who was promoted in my office got abroad, got a master's, and so that's her. So, pastor, leave me first. Wait first. I'm gathering all my money, going abroad. But, so I have to fight master, abroad master with abroad master. Come on. I don't know if it's the rain or it's just you. But are you still here? We can't fight fire with fire. We have to fight fire with water. So if they are trusting in chariots and getting themselves chariots, I can't leave my God. You see what the devil does? Are you seeing divert, distract? He says, leave your God. Leave God. Go get some chariots and horses. Can you not see that it's chariots and horses he used to get a job? She used chariots and horses to get a job. He used keel and coat to get a job. That guy, he used keel. The guy is a very skilled guy. So you say, pastor, well, all these pastoral guys, they are like, they want to try and, you know, we are the cheats. The devil is a liar. He's telling you, no. He says, so do you now think that you're going to get better too if you go improve? It doesn't work that way. They can get themselves chariots and horses. Bible says, they fall down. We are risen. We stand upright. We don't fight them. We don't fight chariots and horses with chariots and horses. We fight chariots and horses on our knees. Come on. Thank you. We fight chariots and horses on our knees. Say, they have more money and they are oppressing me. I don't have a problem. He says, so, pastor, wait first. Let me go and get money. You just lost the battle from there. Go on your knees. The person who seems to have money just now oppressing you because you go on your knees, because you met God, you carry something from God. Funnily, everything that was against you turns and is for you. And you don't have money, but everything now is for you. Choose the right fights. Somebody went to King's College. You went to Igbobi Primary School, Igbobi Secondary School, Igbobi University. He went to King's College. And in the King's College, came out with all A's. In the King's College, though. That's the one you want to fight with. You already lost the battle. Relax. Relax. All you are fighting for now is so you can with skills say, nah. Mercy of God. I said mercy of God. mercy of God, favor of God. You know, you have the common sense to say, a favor of God is better than labor. I don't know how to sell that kind of stuff. But that's true. Favor of God. Mercy of God. So, don't be distracted from the real fight. Don't be distracted from the real fight. He says, leave this pursuing after God. Forget about your confessions and your prayers. You know, next week I'm going to be on this direction, in this same direction. I'm going to show you Ephesians chapter 6 like you've never seen it before. I'm going to show you. But I can't go into that now. I'll take some time. I'm going to show you something next week. Very powerful. Paul, like, remember last week I told you, I said this last year, I said we're not fighting the devil. You remember that? There's no place to fight the devil. I'm not going to fight the devil. We're not fighting the devil. He's against us, he's after us. We're not fighting the devil. The good fight of faith is not a fight with the devil. No, it's not. I'll show you next week. I can't stay there, but let's get it. Let me get it. So, the devil, let me just do this. The devil plays this trick. He makes you fight in the wrong direction, in the wrong place. And so you leave the actual fight. You leave the fight of the word, spending time in the word. You leave the fight of preaching. You see, in Ephesians chapter 6, I'll give you a hint. A hint. Because that's where I'm supposed to go next, but I'm looking at time. I want to go. You see, he says, you get your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. I mean, if you look at it, since it's raining, can we even do it some more? Can you do a little? Go to Ephesians chapter 6. Come on, if you are tired, say amen. Alright. Ephesians chapter number 6. I'm going to give you this hint. We're going to talk about this stuff and then we're going to go. There's something else I want to show you. But go here first. Let's just look at this. I'm going to come back to it next week. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse number 10. The Bible says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand. You see? So it tells us that we are in a fight against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world. So we're in a fight against these guys, these things. Not flesh and blood. And then you say, yeah, Pastor, you see, we are fighting these spirits. Where have you seen them to fight? What does Paul say next? Boy, look at it. Verse 14. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with what? With truth. And having on the breastplate of what? Righteousness. You see that? And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. The man just said, we are resting, Abby. If you see the things he's telling you to wear and put on, they don't seem like you are fighting anybody. The gospel. It says, your loins with truth. Can I do this today? Are you here? It's clear. It's so clear. You just need help to miss it. It said, your loins with truth. Put on the whole armor of God. Loins, truth. Breastplate, righteousness. Feet, preparation to preach. So, all I need to do in this wrestling match that he said we are in is to get truth. Bam. Righteousness. Preach everywhere I go. So when we tell you, when we say we have general outreach, for example, or we say preach the gospel to somebody, and you say I won't preach, you might think they are two separate things entirely. No, they are not. Your leg, there's no, you're not wearing any shoe. When you don't preach, you're not wearing any shoe. It's in your Bible. You wonder why the devil is whipping you. You don't preach to anyone and say, I can't preach. I don't know how to preach. I don't know how to talk to anybody. I cannot. He said, as a believer in this battle, you must, your leg, everywhere you go, you must be preaching everywhere. Neighbors, at this, where you're walking, co-worker, somebody, whatever, preaching. So imagine you are not preaching. And you say you are fighting the devil. You are exposed already. So the things we need to be fighting to do, to be something like fight to ensure that the gospel is everywhere I am. You see that? Truth, truth, truth. Belt is truth. Where do you get truth from? The word of God. Sanctify them by your word. Your word is truth. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. Truth, the word of God. So what Paul means when he says we are in a battle, and the battle Paul was talking about, it's a battle to get all these things done. Come on, this one is interesting, sincerely. Battle to get all these things done. So your fight against the devil is a fight to read the Bible. The fight against the devil is a fight to preach. That's what he said. Alright, I'm going to stay there next week. Glory to God. He says, fight the good fight of faith. He says, fight the good fight of faith. Fight the good fight of faith. Brothers and sisters, as you face another half of the year, and as you face your destiny and your life in front of you, I don't want you to continue to go on and fight the wrong fights. Fighting people, fighting to just get some money, and leaving out the right place to fight. The right fight. The right fight. Fighting the right battle will give you victory. Come on. You get victory. You get victory that way. Take it like I said, you know, that example is so powerful. If you look for your phone in the wrong direction for a whole day, you will still find it because it's not there. You can spend your whole life trying, struggling to make it. You never struggle to be in His presence. You will still walk. Maybe that's why it has not been working. Maybe that's why it has not been working. Change your fight today. Say, I'm going to fight to be in God's presence. I'm going to fight to read the word. I'm going to fight to pray. Once you say, I want to pray, come on, how many of you know this? 101 things come up. Once you just say, I want to pray, 101 things just come up. You could even actually go to the place of prayer. Hey, that bag, you're going to say, I'll come back. You find you never come back. It just happens. So you need to learn to fight that kind of fight. No, I'm going to stay in the place of prayer. Let rain beat all the clothes outside. Come on. I say, which kind of nonsense? You see? Say, my friend came to visit me, so we stayed at home. So I had to stay at home to keep him company. If devil came to your house that Sunday morning, he arrives. I'm telling you. There is... Come on, I'm trying to make it real. You might be offended. Don't be offended. Just take it. Take it. Come on, my friend came to visit me. So I had to keep him company. So I didn't go and come to church. This is somebody that is regular, consistent, I love the Lord. That the friend is not your enemy. No, don't worry. I don't mean your friend is the devil. I mean devil came in through him too. Anything that keeps you away from God is your enemy. It's not those uncles in the village. They don't know anything. Those ones don't know anything. They don't have any power. I'm trying to make it practical. Come on. Pastor, I don't have time. The devil. Pastor, let me make it as practical as possible. Pastor, I have so many things I need to do, so many things I need to buy. So I don't have money. I don't have money to give to God, offerings, projects, my tithe. I don't have I'm gonna touch that a little bit. Tithe. I don't have money. Because there are so many things for me to do. So I need to buy that bag, that shoe, that stuff. Devil. You're never going to get enough money. There's nothing like enough money. Devil is stealing from you. I have to fight to ensure I got an offering. I'm going to come to God's house and I want to offer something to him. I want to offer him my life, my time, my attention, but I'm also going to give him some stuff. Yes. I fight for that too, to ensure I have an offering. I fight to take my tithe out because I received 10,000 naira. Woo! I need to buy this. The list just, come on, the list is 18,000. And you just got 10,000. Come on. The whole 10,000 will enter, you even need more. You are not telling me to remove. And I want to do it, come on. But I'm fighting to do it. So you remove the money, the 1,000, and keep it and say, I'm giving it to God. Then you go. You go, but you see, remember, you need to buy it, you see. And then you pull it out again and do it. And you see, even if you spend all the 10,000, the 18,000, the 8,000 is still not there. You still never meet up. But what about you give to God and say, Lord God, you are my source. I trust you. And then he causes your oil to continue to run and never goes empty. Come on. What about he gives you mercy, and then you give him that, and then your boss gives you more, and then you are able to meet your needs. Because you are saying that the 1,000 naira, if I do that, I'm not able to meet the needs. But if you keep it, it's not going to be enough. The fight will be to do that. Come on. The fight to give to God. So somebody says, is that a fight too? Yep, it's a fight too. The fight to declare that God is my source. That's what it means to give to God. Lord, you are my source. Some people just tuned off on me now. I'm talking about money. I'm going to stay here. I'm going to keep doing it. I'm looking at you. I'm looking at your eyes. I'm looking at... Oh, preach on that too. I'm going to preach on that thing. Because I want you to prosper. It's a fight, I know. I don't have. It's not like, that's the way you say I don't have time. It seems the way you don't have money. So if I'm telling you to fight to have time for God, I'm also telling you to fight to have money for God. Fight. Say, God, I get to give this to you. You are my source. Even if I keep all this, it's not going to be enough for my life. That's a fight. You must make that fight. You must win that fight. Brothers and sisters, listen to me. Hear me. Once you win that fight, money begins to flow. Yeah. I say, once you win that fight, money begins to flow. But he says, no, that is not a fight. Spend all. Ensure you work hard to get more money. It doesn't make sense. Just fight and let God supply. Try that fight for some time. Try it for the next few months. fight to give to God. Fight. It's not easy. It's never funny. Never funny.
Till today.
I take out my first fruits. Sometimes I should cry. Just cry. But I fight. I fight my flesh. I fight my body. I fight my mind. I fight the mind that calculates all that this money can buy. There are many things that this money that God can give me that this money can't buy. That's what the man called time and chance. I walk into the place at the right time. Time and chance. God gave me mercy because I gave him that. And everything I gave to him comes back. And you think somebody is stealing from you. Nobody is stealing from you. The destruction of the poor is their poverty. You think somebody is stealing. And so you hoard more. The more you hoard, the more empty you are. Doesn't work. Not towards God. Not hard towards God. I have to go. I love you. I'm sure you're blessed today. Understanding. Come on. Understanding. I know where I should fight. I know what I should be doing now. So I need to fight. Come on. I need to fight. Keep the word of God before me. I need to fight with my confessions. I need to fight to declare the word of God. I need to fight in these directions. And God will give me the victory. I will see the victory I require for my life. Amen. I love you guys. I love you.